This is the BBC.
Wednesday show has Bumbleo, also my new obsession, which is finding new celebrity couples on the internet and just looking at their pictures. I don't know why, I'm just obsessed. One of our favourite people joins us, Korean Billy, and goes out onto the streets to tell some of his favourite jokes. More listeners who fancy people in really inappropriate places. And Chris has been clothes shopping without me for the very first time. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Can't put my finger on why, but at the moment, mostly this week, I'm obsessed when I find out that who's going out with who in the celebrity world.
Right.
And I've just seen... Do you know what I mean? This, I just find it interesting sometimes. Katie Holmes and Jamie Foxx, that's a thing now.
Okay, yeah, I wasn't aware of that one either. But what is it that you like? Is it when a non-famous is dating a famous? Or like, what's your preferred?
Normally I prefer two famouses.
Do you?
But I've just seen a picture of Jamie Foxx and Katie Holmes. Yeah, they're just having a little stroll on the beach. They look well happy. I would just feel pleased for them. And then, someone earlier told me about, I don't know whether it's that new, but Jeremy Clarkson's new girlfriend. Obsessed.
I thought he's married. No, hang on. I don't know what to say about this.
I love it.
My perception was that he was married, but that's not based on anything. So you've... You found his girlfriend, or is this a rumoured girlfriend, or like, what are you saying?
I found an article, they spoke about it a couple months ago. I'm very happy, he's really great. Blossoming relationship with Jeremy Clarkson, speaking for the first time.
Saw Nick Knowles pop up a couple of weeks ago.
He is...
Am I right in thinking he's one of my faves. With Towie now, or it's...
What?
I'm not 100% sure on that one.
Right, well, why have you not told me about this one?
I don't know. No, it's just whilst you're talking about the topic. I remember reading something about Nick Knowles and thinking, God, that's a funny one. That is a funny one.
Now you can see why I'm obsessed with it. When you find out a new one, it's amazing.
Scott Mills.
See, Sarah in Norwich also loves finding out who's going out with who, because it comes as a surprise sometimes, doesn't it? Lee in Essex, you're getting that wrong. Katie Holmes is not the wife of Eamon Holmes. That's wrong.
And isn't Katie Hopkins either, which some people have got confused about it.
Katie Holmes used to be off of...
Holmes Under the Hammer?
No.
I don't know.
Tom Cruise.
That was just the first thing
Cruise.
Came to mind.
Don't tell me you don't know who Kate... Right, I find this weird about you.
I don't know. I don't know who you're talking about.
Right, you don't know... Mostly film people. You don't know massive stars. Katie Holmes is a huge star. You've like, don't know.
I genuinely don't know who that is.
You wouldn't recognise her if she stood up in your soup.
No. However, I have been looking at what I said about Nick Knowles just on a fact-checking thing.
Yeah, is that... So what's going on
there?
Well,
the most recent article I can see is an article saying that Nick Knowles is dating former Towie star Pascal Kramer.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
I can't remember being on Towie. That's the thing.
Well, the thing is, it's been going
so... Do you recognise her?
It's been going so long now that everyone from Essex has now been on Towie.
I'll show you a picture there. Do you recognise her?
Oh, hello, Pascal. Okay.
But anyway, look, apparently they're dating.
See, I love finding out about it, and congratulations to Nick Knowles and Pascal.
Scott Mills.
Right, so I was saying at the end of the show yesterday, are there some places where it's kind of not acceptable to... If you fancy them, chat them up. A girl I know was asked out when she was on a speed awareness course by a bloke who was also on the same speed awareness course. Obviously, very naughty that they were there and were speeding. But it turns out the icebreaker in the conversation was that they'd both been caught by the same camera.
Yeah.
What are the chances of that?
And it's not necessarily about a strange situation where one of the people involved is, like, working in that situation. I quite like it, those sort of inappropriate kind of group places that you might be. I don't know, like... I don't know, if you're doing, like, evening classes or something like that.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of falls into that category as well.
Like, I know, obviously...
Maybe the queue for the bank.
Yeah. But I know that obviously everyone's on the apps now, right? I know this. But is it okay to fancy someone and ask them, like, at someone else's wedding? I'm not sure it is.
Mm.
Or maybe, like, I don't know, if... let's say you've needed some first aid and then that person asks you out.
Yeah.
After the CPR or whatever.
Or even if you're in an unfortunate scenario where you're watching someone having first aid and you end up talking to the person next to you.
Right,
that's weird as
right,
well.
Right, there we are. That feels inappropriate to me. Or maybe you've had to be in an ambulance.
Not now.
For some
not now.
Maybe for some reason you had to be in an ambulance and afterwards you're like, actually, I feel better now. And hi there. Katie, you got asked out somewhere weird, yeah?
On my way away from Ibiza.
Okay, so you're coming back from Ibiza.
I was travelling Europe, so I was actually heading to Portugal, Ibiza.
All right, so talk me through, where are you?
I'm in the airport, going through security. So, right. And I got pulled to one side by a woman.
Yeah.
Who then asked for my phone number for her friend who was also working security.
That's outrageous. So what's it? And I take it this was after a patting down as well.
I got patted down whilst she was asking for my number.
I quite like the idea they've patted you down, then turn around and gone, yeah, I will ask.
it was kind of embarrassing and awkward. And the worst thing about it was, because I was backpacking across Europe, I was wearing every single jumper I owned so that I could get my baggage onto the aeroplane.
Well, yeah, I have to do that sometimes.
I looked ridiculous.
Yeah, you've probably got like six coats on.
Yeah, and a massive pair of walking boots.
Well, what did you say?
I didn't have a phone at the time because I was
about
8 months into travel in Europe, so I just didn't have a phone at that time.
What, so you just did complete phone detox while you were travelling?
Yeah. I had a laptop. But
I never believe, and I'd like to put this out there, anyone who ever says that they don't have a phone on them is lying. Do you know what I mean? If you ever need someone's number or something, and they go, the amount of times, Scott, I bet you've been asked. I bet the amount of times someone has gone, do you just want to take my number? Or I'll take your number. And you're like, really, maximum I want to give is an email, but I'll pretend that I haven't got my phone.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I'll let you into a secret. That's why I always put it in my back pocket. And I'm like, I have my phone with me right now. But we'll be in touch.
But don't put it in the back pocket. You're a petty criminal's dream.
Oh, yeah.
No, but I didn't have a phone.
But it was a no, was it?
Yeah, it was. Well, he was cute, but I was travelling, so it was. Yeah. I would probably never, even if I gave him my number that I didn't have, I would never have seen him again.
It wasn't going to last.
Exactly, long distance.
And very quickly, whilst you were travelling, how did you get around the no number situation? Would you just tell them what kind of country you're in, or like, I'll be in Copenhagen in 4 weeks?
Yeah, pretty much. It was just Facebook mostly.
Good to speak to you. Love you. Bye.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Scott Mills
on the show today. After three, I'm so excited, is Korean Billy.
I know. Finally for me. I mean, we somehow keep avoiding each other or missing each other.
Right, so he came into the show before, but you were away filming something.
I was gutted.
And then, was this a different time when you were filming something or the same time? But you were flying to Japan to do one of your things, the Extreme Festival shows for BBC iPlayer.
Yeah.
And you had a stop off in Seoul in South Korea, which is where Korean Billy lives.
Yeah.
And he came to the airport and wanted to meet you.
That's right.
And was there, I don't know, like 2-3 hours, and you never met.
And we never got to meet.
So why was that?
Security,
you couldn't
like
get
that.
Through.
Yeah, but so good, and I'm so happy that he's going to be on the show today.
If you don't know who Korean Billy is, look him up on the internet. He's amazing. He started off doing these videos on YouTube, which were teaching Korean people how to do kind of how to speak better English.
Mm.
And then, because he's obsessed with British accents, because he's lived here before, he used to study in Preston. He loves like all the different dialects and accents that we have in the UK, and they've just blown up on the internet.
Yeah.
This is craziness.
Yeah.
So Korean Billy, 3:10 this afternoon on Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Stinko and Lil Mix, Reggaeton Lento on BBC Radio 1. I love that a lot.
Such a tune, yeah.
Like, a lot.
But you love that sound.
I do. I just really like the way that since Despacito, right, this is the sound of now, because I feel a lot of times like I'm always on holiday now.
Because
obviously more and more of this music is coming through on Radio 1, and it just makes me want to put suntan cream on at all times. Have you seen the video for it?
I have, yes.
So it's like Little Mix look like they're in the bar at Vodka Rebs in cowboy hats. And then this band Zinco, which are huge in Latin America, like One Direction huge, are Well, I think they're somewhere completely different. I don't think they've ever met.
But I think that's often the way, isn't it?
Yeah.
Record the video in two separate places and just make it look like everyone's friends.
Because there's so many of these songs coming through, though, they've all got the same beat. How hard can it be? Seriously.
Well, we were saying this yesterday, weren't we?
How hard can it be? And these get billions and billions of streams. And what they do, like that original song by Cinco, obviously wouldn't have Little Mix on it originally. And then they add in some English words with a massive band that are big in either America or UK.
The same with Despacito.
Right, yeah. So Bieber was on the original Despacito. They added him on. But they've all got the same beat. Surely we just come up with a cracking chorus and we're on.
Yeah.
Also, have you seen on YouTube Despacito being played on those two musical calculators? Have you seen this?
I wasn't aware that calculators can make different noises like that.
I think you can get some. I think I've seen some in like Southeast Asia where they'd make a noise. Like they've actually, like, every time we press a number, it makes it so.
But it makes it look like songs are so, so easy to play.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We need to get on this, because if you can play Despacito on two calculators by the side of each other, how hard can it be to make one? I've got it here. So this is one person on two calculators side by side.
It's good, isn't it?
See? And that proves to me, now, by the way, the most watched video on YouTube ever, that proves to me that if you can play it on two calculators, probably not the hardest song to make.
Mm.
And made all the monies.
Scott Mills.
So, every Wednesday, Cos Hump Day, we play a little bit of the Gypsy Kings, Bumbleo, and get excited about the countdown to the weekend. It's that time.
Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
Starting with a bit of Gemma Collins from Big Brother.
Guys, I know the right thing to do would be to not have this blow dry. But
you've been whinging about the whole time.
You know the situation with the air.
With the air. And a real or no real fact.
At this year's London Marathon, when runners reach the water stations around the course, they'll also be able to grab pots of lube and bottles of baby oil.
And this is what happens when you hand a pot of lube to their Royal Highnesses, the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge. and there you are, your very own oil.
Thank you very
just
much.
Just to clarify, that is Vaseline.
Yes.
That is definitely
awesome.
That.
Which is also available.
Just, I have to clarify that.
I can't believe that happened. I can't believe that happened.
Just whilst we hear that, I remember saying pots of lube to the Royals and then looking outside at our boss here staring back in.
I know. His face.
And honestly, I'll never forget it. Sure if we'd still be on after that.
I never forget his face. Anyway, congratulations on your baby news, William and Catherine. Please come back on the show soon.
Michael Jackson.
Here we go.
We still love you. We will love you, Michael Jackson.
Reclaiming my time.
Michael Jackson, we all love you. We all miss you, Michael Jackson.
Reclaiming my time.
How can we find you again? Your song's always in my brain. You made wonders, though still wonders will be wonders. Michael Jackson.
It's the £1 fish, man.
Reclaiming my time.
Yes.
Wow, even I thought that was epic.
That was a really long gap.
Claiming my time. Come on then, where are you? 81199. Best gap you've ever done, says Dan in Lincoln. Steve in his van, actually having a little wee in his pants near York because it was so lol, that gap. You're not really though, are you? Connor and Eastleigh, yes, Eastleigh, yes. Sam is doing something with some metal that I don't understand in Martham. David is welding in Aberdeenshire. Yes, the Michael Jackson Gap, says David.
People loving the gap today, right?
In the centre of Bristol.
Have it.
Come on. Halfway through the week. Feels so good.
This is a good one. Kirsty and Sam on holiday in St. Ives. They've just got engaged, people.
Yes, big news. Congratulations. Hello, John and Brad. Bumble in their towels. Oh, no, their trowels, not towels. Their trowels off. In Devon. Bumble-a-ya. Yes, Harry, and I'm really enjoying your Massey Ferguson tractor there. Yes. Always got a Massey. Someone's doing well.
Someone's doing very well.
Got a Massey, you're doing all right. First day back at work after the birth of my first son. Brilliant gap today, says Aaron in Milton Keynes. Thank you. Bumbling my chef whites off on the Isle of Wight. That's Gary.
Richard bumbling whilst tidying up his mum's front garden. That's fine.
No, I'm not reading that one.
No.
Do you see it, though?
Yes.
Katie in Oxfordshire. Richard tidying his mum's...
I've just done that one.
Oh,
and right. We're at the end.
I see.
Scott Mills. This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Yes, Bianca.
Hi, Scott. Are you okay?
Yeah, Chris is here. Are you all good?
Hi, Chris. Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, but whereabouts do you live, please?
I'm up in Liverpool.
Okay, Liverpool. And what's your job?
I'm a fashion designer.
Oh, a fashion designer.
Nice job. Cool.
Not as glamorous as it sounds.
Do you find yourself just judging everyone and what they wear?
No, not at all. It's probably the opposite way. You get absolutely sick of it and you just want to walk around in jeans and a black t-shirt.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay.
Yeah, but if you're a fashion designer, you can't not be seen to be fashionable, right? It's a bit like having a hairdresser with a bad haircut.
I know. Pressure, but I just try and be myself.
Oh. Okay, so you're in the office, you're working from home?
I work from home.
Oh, okay.
So. Yeah, that's why I'm getting to speak to you guys.
Right, we're basically your colleagues then, aren't we?
Yeah, you really are.
I like that.
Radio 1 is like my only company through the day, so...
Oh,
we're your workmates, that's mad.
That's awesome, I'm putting that on CV.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, here's what I've got for you today, Bianca.
Love Gaga.
I heard this when I was on my holiday and I was like, do you know, that is...
Ferry Mills.
It's Ferry Mills. That's her first song. What a brilliant song.
I played this at a wedding that we were both at, Scott, and you got really angry with me because I wasn't playing it fast enough for you.
I was like, turn it...
And you were being so annoying. Like, you leant over from the other side of the decks and you were dancing, which you never really see with you.
Sped it up.
It was too slow.
Fine on the radio, not at a wedding. It's too slow.
Too slow, but you're getting really angry. You're like,
turn it up!
Angry wedding person. I hate those people.
So this is Lady Gaga and Colby O'Donis with Just Dance. Or
my choice today, which is this.
Yes.
DJ Zinc, Miss Dynamite, Ho. And this is Wild Out.
Two very different choices.
Yeah, really different. I do normally say sway with you, Scott.
I hear a but, though.
No, I do love Gaga, although it was on my gym playlist for a long time. So it does remind me of having to drag myself there. And
yeah,
okay.
Through the treadmill.
Oh, no, your phone's going to break up before you tell us who.
Quick, who are you going to go with?
I'm going to go with Scott, Lady Gaga.
Yes!
Yeah.
No, I'm not having that.
It is a robbery.
No, it's not.
It is.
That's Lady Gaga, one of the best pop stars in the world. Who was your... But I don't even know who yours was by.
DJ Zinc? Wild Out. Yeah, but it's a proper tune.
No.
I think
Lady Gaga... Send them away.
Lady Gaga fans would have also had a bit of an uprising, I think, if that wasn't chosen. So...
But yeah. I did need a win today, so yes.
Scott Mills. BBC.
I'm so excited that Korean Billy is here.
Hey, hi. This is Korean Billy. And Chris is here as well.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, with this
I'm also here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but you two were supposed to meet.
Brothers from different mothers,
right.
You know?
Right, in Korea.
So explain what happened before.
Well, this was mad. So I was filming something in Japan for BBC iPlayer. Mm-hmm. And it was one of those extreme festival shows that I do, actually. And on the way there, I passed through South Korea. It was like a stopover point for my flight.
In Seoul, yeah.
In Seoul. So when I stopped there, I contacted Korean Billy, because he was the only person I knew there, and was like, look, I'm at the airport. Do you want to meet up for a quick drink? as you do. And he said yes. And he came all the way to the airport. Bless him.
Took me 2 hours.
Yep.
Sorry. And,
security
wouldn't let us meet. Basically, I wasn't allowed to leave the airport and he wasn't allowed to go into the bit that I was in.
So yeah, okay. So Billy wasn't allowed in your bit.
But how mad is that? I travelled all the way there. I didn't even get to meet him.
Yeah, you travelled all the way there. So how long did it take you to get to the airport, Billy?
2 hours.
Okay.
I waited for him like 2 more hours.
Oh, yeah. So you waited for him 2 hours in the airport also.
Yeah.
What did you do with yourself during that time?
Well, just listening to BBC Radio.
Oh, anyway, I'm glad that you two have both met. This is
buzzing.
Great. If you've not heard what Billy's done before, he does some incredible British accents. How did it all start again?
Well, I just wanted to, tell Korean people that British English is fabulous. It's fascinating. So I started as in like British English tutorial videos, but I found British accents, different kinds of British dialects are really, really interesting as well. So I started to make a Scouse video, and started like that.
Yeah. Give us some more accents, because it is amazing what you do.
Can I have Geordie?
Why I? I'm going down the tune.
Say I'm going down the tune to get mortal. That, I love it when you do that.
I'm going to get mortal in the tune.
You've done Bristol as well?
That was Girlish, Church Drive.
Yeah, he can do them all. And can you do a quick Roadman as well?
Oi Mandem, that was Pengting Farm.
Do you do Welsh?
That's lush, that is.
See? Just like...
He can do them all.
It's mad. It like just transports you to different areas of the UK with his voice.
Yeah.
Billy is proper famous now because of these videos around the world.
Yeah, I can tell that, quite a lot of people all around the world are watching my videos.
Mm. And they're funny. They are funny, actually.
They're amazing.
But the other thing about Korean Billy, he's got this side to him that not a lot of people know, Scott, but we know because he's like a friend of the show in that... He's very funny. He tells us these jokes, right?
A lot.
The thing is with some of these jokes, though, they work in Korean. I'm right in saying Billy, but they don't really work when you translate them to say it to us.
Yeah, so I tried them to my British mates, but yeah, they were like, what was that? Like?
Yeah.
So this guy is thinking today, because you do this with your British mates all the time, we've sent Billy out onto the streets to try out some of these jokes and see if people get it.
Mm. Because you genuinely find these jokes really funny, don't you?
Yeah, really funny to me.
Can you just say one of these jokes and explain why? Because I tell you what it is, it's just like where the punchline means something different.
I'm obsessed by this, by the way. Sometimes I like to look up ones from Finland, because they have really jokes that like you just don't get, but they make me laugh because I don't get them.
Yeah.
Right, so give us an example then.
Okay, so what country has 4 arms?
I don't know, Billy. What country has 4 arms?
It's Nepal. It's funny, isn't it?
But why is it funny to you?
But I'm still finding it funny because I don't get it.
Explain why that's funny when it's translated to Korean.
So in Korea, Nepal is obviously a country as well in Korea, but it also means just 4 arms.
It
literally.
Also means 4 arms. Oh,
right.
See?
Okay, I get it.
Nepal. So that's but translated. Translate it doesn't really work. So we thought that's quite funny in itself.
Yes.
So we thought, let's go and test some Korean Billy jokes on the people of the UK.
Scott Mills.
So our mate and internet sensation, Korean Billy, has been out on the streets because he does it to everybody. He does like telling you a joke in Korea, but some of them don't translate that well. So we sent him out earlier.
Hi, Korean Billy.
Hi, Korean Billy.
Hi, this is one of my favorite jokes of all the time. So what do you call a large piece of tissue?
I have no idea.
It's huge.
I don't get it. It's that it.
Huge.
No, I don't get it.
Large tissue being... in Korea. This is funny.
I don't get the joke. Korean Billy, I'm so sorry. Am I being really slow? I don't get it.
The reason why it's funny is like huge in Korean accent means tissue.
Okay.
Which animal is a shopaholic?
No idea. An elephant.
So the shopaholic animal is a lion.
I'm speechless because I just don't get them. I'm not getting the butt of these jokes.
It's lion. You should know.
Wait,
isn't
lion.
It funny?
Sorry, Billy.
Why can't you get it? I'm so funny.
Fact that you're funny. Trying to justify yeah. that you're funny is quite amusing. I give you that.
Hello, this is Korean Billy.
Hi, Korean Billy.
What's the reason why you don't care about a small cow?
I don't know why.
Because it's so-so.
No.
Get it? No? It's so-so. So-so. It's so-so. You get it? Not really? It's so funny,
is that
isn't it?
A pun on soul or something?
No, not so. So, the reason why it's so-so is because so means cow in Korea.
Why are you saying it twice then?
Because it's so-so. So, so is so-so in Korea. So, people don't really care about so-so-so.
So?
Yeah.
I've seen you on YouTube, Billy.
Thank you so much.
Can you do the Scouse accent?
Let's have some brachy for some chicken.
Can you do the Geordie accent for me?
How are you, man? Let's go to the tune. Let's get more.
That's funny.
Which fruit gives you a crush?
Strawberries?
It's banana.
Why?
It gives you a crush.
I don't get it. Do you?
Because, you know, banana in Korean also means like having a crush.
Okay.
So which animal is shopaholic?
A cow?
Cow? No. So the shopaholic animal is a lion.
Ah. Why?
Lion, because it's lion. Lion is like buying. Lion buying things.
Why?
Because in Korea, like, lion both means an animal and it also means let's buy in Korean. So funny.
I thought it went well, actually, Billy.
Yeah, it was quite fun. Like, I really liked it.
I think you need to make these your new YouTube videos. It's you just telling jokes.
Yeah.
You do it with confidence as well. You're like the school exchange that I wish I had. You are, Korean Billy. You're a friend of the show. We love you.
Yeah. Oh, I love you guys.
And if you could stay loyal to our show, please, because things are getting big now. And, you know, other lesser radio stations and TV people will knock at your door. Tell them to go away. Mm. Please.
Diplomatically.
Korean Billy, so good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
So good to see you. Thanks for having me. Thank you. Scott Mills.
BBC. Radio 1. Hello, Chloe, who has just got home from quite a rubbish day at work and absolutely loved Korean Billy.
He is like a little ball of sunshine.
He is sunshine. I mean, I'd have him on every day if I could.
He's such a good character.
Yeah, and so
such
lovely.
A nice guy.
Yeah. Thanks very much, Billy, for being on today. This is Radio 1. BBC. Scott Mills. So just meeting people that you quite fancy in weird places has definitely been a thing over the last couple of days. Mel.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Tell me everything.
So, I mean, this was a while ago. So I was on my way to work in the morning and I came at my house. It was on quite a fast road. And I looked round and there was a guy there, his car was sort of all broken up and he had a head in his hands, he'd hit a deer. So
he'd
I got
hit
out
what?
He'd hit a deer.
Oh.
I know. Really sad. So I got out and was like, oh my gosh, are you okay? What's happening? And got chatting to him and he was like, oh, I don't know how I'm gonna get to work, and he sort of worked 10 minutes away. But no worries, I'll take you. So I was with him until the recovery truck arrived and took his car away. So I then drove him on to work, and it wasn't until we got there, he went, do you mind maybe if I just take your number and maybe we could go for a drink sometime?
Okay, no. and you said what?
I said no. No way.
Yeah, well, that almost disappoints me a little bit, because it would have been great to hear in this situation that perhaps you've gone, yeah, okay. And I was going to ask you, at what point did you realise sparks were flying? But that obviously wasn't the case for you.
Well, no, I didn't think I realised until he asked my number, really. It was just a bit creepy. Caught me a bit unawares.
Did it shock you?
Yeah, massively.
But I mean, for some people, they just, I don't know, see an opportunity and went for it.
Well, yeah, what other situation can you imagine, really?
But did you feel it was an inappropriate situation to ask? Might you have said yes in different circumstances?
No, he really wasn't my type.
Okay. Definitely. So it wasn't the whole hitting the deer thing that put you off?
Well, no. I'm open to giving people a chance, obviously.
It's not the right setting, though, is it? You know, like, you kind of imagine a very romantic sort of candle-lit scenario to be asked out.
Yeah, not early in the morning next to your car crashing.
And are you lucky in love now?
I am, yeah. I'm actually getting married in 5 weeks' time.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah.
I'm pleased you didn't say yes.
Yeah, and very quickly, how did you go out with him then?
I met him, we were both in the police at the time, so I met him through work.
Please say you were arresting someone or something like that.
No, it wasn't like that at all. It was another bizarre one, actually. We were in the police station having our break, and there was a TV programme on about the Guinness World Records, and it was dogs riding bicycles. Mm-hmm. It is the funniest clip. But yeah, that's how we met.
And that's how you bonded.
That's awesome.
That is, yeah. And it has led to 5 years of happiness and a marriage.
Amazing.
Just laughing at dogs.
I thought you were going to say you met at the police station, and we did actually get, when we mentioned this yesterday, we did get some people that had met at the police station for various reasons.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I wonder if anyone's ever tried it on with someone that's arresting them. I don't know if that's that's definitely not allowed, I'm sure.
Obviously
it's not allowed, but yeah, definitely happened.
Obviously for something minor, Chris.
Yeah.
All right, good to speak to you. Love you, bye!
I love you, bye. Scott
Mills. Chris Stark is doing some hosting for a thing tonight, so has been clothes shopping without me, and I think I'm fuming.
Not keen on the suit. I feel like Conor McGregor. It's quite a leery suit.
Right, this is a sign that you should never, ever go to a clothes shop with me ever again.
Oh, that's rude.
Because you...
That's rude. It's
never,
a good
you've
suit.
Well, you've never done it before. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Have you been looking at some Instagram pictures of, let's say...
Harry Styles.
Harry Styles suits.
A little bit.
Yeah.
It looks great. Mm. Scott Mills.
That is The Vamps and Matoma and All Night on BBC Radio 1. How exciting is that? So brand new Zayn Malik on the show, 1 p.m. tomorrow. We'll get to play it first.
We love a pop emergency, right?
Where's Greg?
Good point. Just
looking next door, can't actually see him. Anyway, I'm going to play some songs for a bit, and hopefully soon, it's Greg James. Scott Mills. We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.